Welcome back to Animosity, where we are staying on our chairs this time. That'll make sense later. Today we're talking Maximum Capacity, Marble Madness, and Jack has forgot everything about these episodes. So Jack, take it away. Good luck.
I remember Marble Madness. I don't remember Maximum Capacity. I did see these like 2 days ago.
Fair.
And I have been doing a lot of other stuff since then.
Fair. I guess that means it's up to me. For both of these episodes, I made predictions. I was wrong on both of them. For Maximum Capacity, I said I predict watermelons, like Watermelon Stevens, but no, I was wrong. And for Marble Madness, I predicted a pearl. Shut the fuck up, Twitter. I predicted pearl. Yeah, I was wrong again. Jack, you take it away.
Marble Madness, it was not primarily a pearl episode. I actually liked that episode because there was some plot in Marble Madness. And Maximum Capacity, I still don't know
what. Maximum Capacity was some. There was just a little. I'm just going to go over my bullet points really quick because I feel like Marble Madness is the bigger episode. So I just got to say. Amethyst. We get an amazing quote from Amethyst. Amethyst has seen Greg's junk before.
Wait, what was that?
Cannot say the name of it. I can't say the name of it, but get the reference, okay?
So, thanks, because I do remember what happened in this episode. Basically, Steven's dad is like setting up a car wash or something, and he goes to like the storage unit he has, and all of the just junk and piles of stuff he has just like falls out, and it's just a massive mess. And he gets Steven to clean it up, and Steven gets one of the gems to clean it up with him, and he chooses Amethyst.
Of course.
But what happens is Amethyst and Greg just sit on a couch watching TV. Yeah, he has a TV in his storage unit and a couch. And, they just sit there watching, sitcoms.
Yeah, that's basically it. And, they were trying to sort piles. And, Steven had the book pile. And then Greg took one of the books out and said, maybe when you're older. I will use this until the day I die. I love...
Wait, is that copyrighted noise?
No. Maybe. Oh, it's 3 seconds, so 3 seconds is, you can use copyrighted music for, 3 seconds or less, and then you're fine. But I love how the next video that comes up on YouTube is objects that I have shoved up my insert swear word. So, that even adds even more to this joke.
I am legitimately concerned with what you've been saying about this weird noise and stuff, but let's...
The funny part is he doesn't recognize it.
To the TV Y7 polymorphic rock show. I just got a text from you. I saw you telling me what that is. It's in my mind. I think I heard that noise once in a YouTube crack compilation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's an iconic noise. It's iconic. Okay, well, now that we're definitely going to get slammed for that one. I mean, not really, but it'd be funny if we did. It would be very funny. And then they got addicted to watching friggin' Little Butler. That's exactly how I was feeling when I was watching Steven Universe for the first time. I mean, when I did my binge for 2 months, the entire 5 seasons movie and future in 2 months. I don't suggest doing that. It does a lot to your mental health. But I got to say, that's exactly how I felt. I got addicted to Steven Universe, and that is why we're here right now. Also, Amethyst shapeshifted into rose quartz. You can't do that.
Also, why is rose so big?
Thick.
Why is she so thick? Yeah. Why?
Hold on. I have. I know. Hold on. I'll text you why. Hold on.
Steven, why aren't you taller? You're one of your parents is like, 8 foot.
Why is this the stuff? Okay, I can't. I just got really mad about something. I can't say what it is. But hold on. I'm texting Jack the reason why rose quartz. Don't open that. I'm gonna say. So on to Marvel Madness. I predicted a Pearl episode.
I see some of what that is, and I'm not doing anything.
That's why Rose is thick.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I just got a text from one of my other friends that said weird images of death.
What is going on?
The timing. Okay, so now I guess we're talking about
no, I just gotta say with Marble Madness, big marble. Big marble.
So please play 10 minutes of weird paranoid noises, because what's happening in this episode? Weird Peridot noises.
Hey Siri. Peridot. It's not working.
Just search like 10 minutes of weird Peridot noises like on YouTube.
Hey Siri. Peridot.
You're up against one of the Earth's
son of a, it worked.
Technologies. The child safety lock.
No! How could you do this to me? The greatest
pause it! What is going on?
Oh my gosh!
Pause!
You're
pause.
So...
Please pause it.
What?
Was that like something from a later episode?
Maybe. It's not a spoiler. I've seen every single one of these videos before. So.
I've never even used like my Siri.
Oh, like found it.
Warm. All right, listen up, you claw. Yeah, crystal gems. I'm
in
my mind.
Nope. Had to skip over that one.
Okay, well, let's actually talk about the episode. Weird Marvel robot things that Peridot set to attack the homeworld warp and spit out, like, the weird blue stuff. So wait, now can you please stop this guy getting away? So whenever those weird Marvel robot droid things... Well, there are big ones now, and they're coming to Earth, and the Crystal Gem Pals keep fighting them. But Steven has the great idea of, instead of just destroying them, following them to where they go and learning more information. And basically, they follow it to the kindergarten of all places. And... Yeah, that's what happened. So, Steven talks to Peridot again, and there's like a weird jumbotron there, like a big TV screen. Peridot's on it, Steven is talking to Peridot, and then the crystal gems come out. And Peridot now knows that the crystal gems exist, and they're on Earth, and everything goes crazy. They start fighting weird robot hands Peridot is making, and then they get Peridot to back off or something. And yeah, end of the episode. That was really
weird. That's copyrighted. That's probably copyrighted. Can't play that. All right, well, there you go. 2 minutes of weird Peridot noises. Jack, I wasn't listening to a word you were saying.
Yeah, I actually, when I said that, that was like kind of a joke. I didn't actually want you to play the video.
Well, I did. Every time Peridot is in an episode, I can't do that, actually. Thinking ahead, I can't say that. But okay, I'm gonna shut up now. Someone did not yell my name. All right. So I just gotta say, Remember the list Steven gave Peridot. Remember it. All right?
What list?
The list of names that Steven gave Peridot. You gotta remember it, okay? And also, things...
Steven...
Shut up.
Connie...
Shut up. Things are about to go down. So, Jack, any final thoughts on these episodes?
In my head, I'm thinking multiple things. In my head, I'm thinking of...
All you're going to hear when you go to sleep tonight is weird Peridot noises?
Yeah, probably. I'm also thinking of how exactly crap is going to go down. That's like a mild word. I think I can say that.
That's fine. I say damn all the time. I don't care.
Yeah, and also, part of my head is still coming to the realization of what that URL you sent me was.
So, I can't... It's a risky line if I can say what it is. 34th rule of the internet. That's vague enough. Don't Google it. But yeah. So... I've got nothing else to say, honestly.
All I have to say is, let's see the after skipped.
One last thing I would like to mention, is that recently, probably these are being recorded way, way in advance, but recently or sometime in the future, there is going to be Big Mouth Season 5 predictions. I spent like half an hour on it, and it was really fun, and I want everyone to check it out. It's a way more of an adult show, but if you're into comedy, and just comedy animation and Netflix originals, you're gonna love it. And you know, it's mainly about a bunch of like seventh graders going through puberty, and it goes into detail, very very weird detail.
Okay, bye.
No. But I made predictions for season 5, so go check those out, please. I spent a lot of time on it. Thank you all for listening to Animosity. Thank you all for listening to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Be sure to check out any other podcast that interests you in the same place you're listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot4484/message. Also, check me out on Twitter at jackpot4484. We have an official YouTube channel named Animosity Official. We also have an official subreddit that no one uses. Go to Reddit and search Animosity Podcast. It should come up. Jack, is there anything you'd like to shout out?
Peridot.
All right. Hey, Siri, play weird Peridot noises.
I didn't find weird Peridot on Apple Music.
Damn right. All right. Well, thank you guys for watching, listening. Bye. This is the weirdest episode we've... The following is a blooper. The reason I said we're staying on our chairs this time. Warning, there may be a swear inside of it. I haven't really checked it over yet, but, you know, enjoy the blooper. Welcome back to Animosity, where we watch the shows, so you don't have to. I'm going to turn my light off. Stall them. Jack, stall them.
Okay, so today we're talking about the episodes Maximum Capacity and Marble Madness. So I'm just going to get right into talking about Maximum Capacity, and I actually can't because I forgot. Wait, you okay?
No. Son of a bitch. I just fell off my chair and slammed my back into my bed frame.
Ooh, that sounds
painful. Yeah, I'm gonna recut that because I'm pretty sure I said a swear word. I'm 90% sure I said a swear word, so.
No, you said
I'm still gonna cut it. Hope you enjoyed the blooper. We'll see you guys next time.